Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast for the brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's the complete package. Style, comfort and a powerful 3-litre turbo diesel engine. Test drive today at your Mazda dealer.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
G'day, Shigsy. Heading into the Easter long weekend. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, the full show dump.
That's it.
Mid-morning, as we've discussed.
That's right.
Looking forward to Easter. In fact, if you're listening to this at any time, we're looking forward to you enjoying, looking forward to enjoying it.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of eggs for you this weekend.
Absolutely.
What's your favourite?
Oh, good question. I like the Bilby. I've moved away from the traditional bunny and moved into the dark chocolate Bilby.
Oh, yeah. It's better for you, the dark chocolate.
Bilby's.
It's health food almost.
Bilby's. Dark chocolate is actually fine for you.
It is. Antioxidants.
If you go dark enough.
Yeah.
I think you have to get to about the 75.
Yeah, I go the 95%.
Yeah, you're old school.
That's bitter.
It's just very bitter. That's a bit like my personality, Loz. Especially on a Thursday night.
Whoa! What do you got for us, Will?
I like this one. So after I didn't bring production yesterday, I forget what I forgot. I was going to get a grab of something, but I've got a grab
today. We were going to play Ed Sheeran's
Eraser.
But I did it through my laptop.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Live Dolby, as it were.
So Kimberly, she's a big fan of both Fisk and the show, makes her mornings fly by. Thank
Tell
you, Kimberly. Tell her to what?
Nothing, mate.
She's a big fan. She mentioned something that happened last Friday during the Friday fun plug. Here's what happened.
I volunteer at Maneki Neko Cat Rescue in Preston.
Have you made that up?
No. It means wacky cat.
Wacky cat.
Lucky cat.
Lucky. So,
gee, I couldn't really help her at all, could I?
Maneki Neko.
Maneki Neko.
It is the cat that is like a golden cat that waves its paw at you like that.
Yes.
And she pointed out, Kimberly pointed out, that here is you in a scene of Fisk with a Maneki Neko right in front of you.
Yes, that's right. It was up on the desk.
So Kimberly.
He's not going to remember that.
Maneki
Neko. Mate, I was just turning up. Have you seen the show? I can hardly remember the address. But it's good that the Maneki Neko was there.
So thank you, Kimberly, for pointing that one out. And enjoy your long weekend.
Absolutely. Good on you, Kimberly.
Get in touch with us anytime through at Marty Shugold Show on Insta. Slide into our DMs. Here it is.
Oh, and if you're around tonight and you're in Melbourne, the beautiful Melbourne that is, you can get down to the bowl and watch Julia Zemiro and the Rock Quiz guys.
That'll
I'm sure
there
will be some tickets still available. I hope there is. Yeah. If there's not, well done everyone involved
in that.
Isn't that
tomorrow?
Yes, it is tomorrow night, Friday.
Good Friday. Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Holy Thursday, or as I like to call it, Holy F*** Thursday. Can you fix that for me, please, DC? Yeah,
here comes the full show dump with a little bit more from Triple M.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Welcome to On This Day. Oh, look at the date.
It's April Fool's.
It's Triple M, the Marty Shugold Show.
Are we doing any sort of April Fool's stunt today?
You were scared in the car park.
Yeah.
Is there a hot air balloon disaster that we're covering that never really happened? You know, one of those kind
Blues
of...
Bluesfest isn't cancelled, guys.
Bluesfest is still happening. I'm joking, it's not.
No. I always find them a little bit lame.
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible. I've never done one. I've never been involved in one. Whenever it's come up in the office, what are we doing for April Fool's Day?
Stitchy.
Yeah, it's like we're not doing anything because we're adults. We're not children.
Yeah. You can do it if you're a kid. That's fine.
Totes. And so you should. April Fool's Day is a bit of fun.
I don't want to be part of a show where we're scaring each other.
No.
I don't want to be part of a show that does an April Fool's Day prank.
I'm with you.
End of story.
Yeah.
And I never have been. I've never allowed it. Because it's for kids.
Good policy. It's not going to happen here. But today is the 1st of April.
And plenty has happened
on this day in history.
And your car's on fire, Troy.
You best go check that.
Stitchy, I'm not even kidding. We're burning your car. If you go to the live webcam on your desk there, you'll see that your car's on fire. And you got it detailed for nothing.
Got him.
Gotcha! Stitcher! Where's Fitzy and Whip?
Every year. Actually, you thought we were winding you up yesterday when you left your car on.
I thought you were winding me up.
Yeah.
Funny, some cars, how you don't know if they're on.
Just leave it on.
Just walked away from that one. Left it on. I'll cast your mind back to the year 33.
Yeah. Okay.
According to one historian's account, Jesus Christ's Last Supper was held on this day.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Where everyone knows you know.
Oh, last, I see. Right.
The Last Supper.
Just putting the link together in my head. Takes a while sometimes.
I watched an episode of Cheers the other day.
Yeah.
God, I enjoyed it. Ted Danson.
Yeah.
I mean, just superb. I mean, sexist and a pig, but wonderful comedy. Oh.
I've been to the bar where they did it.
Are you
in
kidding?
Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah, me too.
Have
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Is it as great as you would imagine?
No.
It's very uninspiring.
Really underwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been there too?
Yeah.
Oh. We should do
well,
a show trip.
You and
to
I
the
have
bar.
To go. Let's do an OB from the Boston bar.
Let's go.
What a
Cheers bar.
Boston's my favourite city in America.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you love lobster.
That's Maine, but yes.
Yeah.
No need to shout.
It's clam.
Somewhere else.
Boston? Yeah. Someone's angry today. No, someone's got a cold.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh, yes. You get us in trouble.
1867, Singapore becomes a British Crown colony.
Which year was this?
1867. Da, da. 1964, John Lennon is reunited with his father, Freddie, after 17 years.
Imagine all the people.
I don't know any of that story.
No.
No. Don't need to, though.
I'm going to Google Lennon. That. I'm going to find out what's going on. Oh, sorry.
We're being very rude interrupting you, okay?
Well, she interrupted the Beatles. 1976, Helter Skelter, detailing Charles Manson's cult family, their capture, trial, conviction and aftermath, premieres on CBS. Helter Skelter. Yeah.
Just very quickly on Freddie Lennon.
Yes.
He died on this day in 1976.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
What are the chances? Well, we'll do that one next year.
Just file that away.
Yep.
The Netherlands becomes the first country in 2001 on this day to make same-sex marriage legal. Well done.
Progressive country.
Yeah.
The Netherlands.
2017, Bob Dylan receives his Nobel Prize for Literature at a private ceremony in Stockholm. Oh, Troy, what are you doing?
Stitchy.
It's a stitch up. April Fool's, Troy. Just firing off grabs you haven't listened to.
Because it says Bob Dylan acceptance speech. And that's what...
So stupid.
Ah, Troy, you've let yourself down there.
I thought I'd made another boo-boo.
Be professional, Troy.
You made
please,
a poo-poo.
Troy. Troy's made another poo-poo.
Oh, that's so childish, but very funny.
The guys, guys go to me in the office, you ask for a Bob Dylan grab when Troy's busy, and then we'll put it up there and it's a fart sound. And I go, rightio, if it makes your kids happy, we'll have a go.
It made me very happy.
We'll have if you want to have a laugh at Troy's expense.
Yeah. Jump on board.
Jump on board.
Well done.
Birthdays today, turning 60, Susan Boyle.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
I mean, this was unbelievable.
This makes me cry every time I watch it.
What a story. Oh, Susan, big lunch. She'd never have the goat curry on audition day. And on this day in 1984, Marvin Gaye passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin.
I wake up with
Marty. If you'd like to be a part of this on the Marty Shergold Show, you have to register online. Guess where you have to do it? MartyShergoldShow.com.au.
This is fun, Troy. Let's give one away before we go on holidays.
It's the turntable this time around.
It's the turntable. We're continuing to build the
man cave.
Mm-hmm. We've given away bar fridges. We're now currently giving away turntables that include speakers and stacks of wax so you can play your own tracks, backs, in your tracky dacks.
Oh, a new one.
Yes. Yeah, finally a new one.
Oh. All right, I got a phone number. Do you want to dial it?
Yes, please. You answer within four rings. I wake up with Marty. It's all yours.
We're going to Parkville.
That's one.
Who's this?
Emily.
Two.
Emily. Come on, Emily.
Three.
Come in.
Three.
I don't feel good about Emily. Oh. Oh, Emily.
Still hasn't answered.
Still hasn't answered.
No. Asleep for sure.
Do you want to leave a message?
Nah.
Okay. Bye.
Kick for the kids this weekend. Tomorrow. Good Friday with North Melbourne. There's been a bit of talk, hasn't there, Will, about this Kick for the Kids game, that perhaps North Melbourne is not the right team to be playing on Good Friday.
Well, they campaigned for it for many years. Now there's suggestions that a team like North Melbourne has to earn the right to keep the time slot because it's such a marquee time slot for footy.
No, that's not what happens. Yeah. It's like saying the Bombers shouldn't play on Anzac Day because they've been awful for so many years.
Yeah, or Carlton shouldn't play Richmond
in the first round. I mean, sometimes tradition outweighs the day that it actually happens.
Yeah.
And yes, North are struggling at the moment, and I'm an ardent North member and fan of the club and have been for many, 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 many years, and we are having a rough trot, no doubt. But you don't take Good Friday off us. We campaigned for that game for years while we all had to stick around and talk about God and whether he'd let us play on Good Friday. I mean, grow up. Are we having an adult conversation? For Christ's sake.
Jesus. Sounds like an adult conversation now.
I mean, I've heard everything. Can't do... Apparently they're not selling booze on Good Friday in the CBD.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigold Show. Triple M.
Oh, here we go with a yearbook.
Straight out of the Troy Ellis top drawer, this one.
Yeah, this is a bit more competition between
what else
the
is in there?
The top. Oh, plenty. We don't have enough time.
Well, let's not go through all of our top drawers. No, that's not going to end well.
But this is a bit of fun. This is all about, I'll play a grab.
Yes.
And you guys have to identify which year it happened in. Obviously, you can play along.
I love it.
I'm nervous.
And
I need to stand up.
We write down the answer, we hold them up, you read the years, and then we push on to the next question.
Exactly.
God, who's how are we going overall,
Lauren,
Matt? You're scoring. What's the overall match play score here?
Will is leading 2. He's won. You've won 1, and last week Lauren won.
It's
one.
Tight.
2-1-1.
Yeah. 2-1-1.
2-2 was a racehorse. 1-1 was 1-2.
2-2-1-1 race. 1-1-1-1-2.
There we go.
I don't think we've done this before. The sun's up. Just quietly.
No.
No, I don't think we've done it this early before.
We've never.
I'm used to daylight.
Under the cover of darkness.
You're better in the daylight.
Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Best of 5 or first to 3. They're the rules.
Good from you.
Here comes your first question. Hillary Clinton lost the election to Donald Trump in which year?
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
Which year did she actually lose it?
Yeah. What year did she lose the election?
She congratulated us. It's about us. Boy. On our victory.
Another way of saying it is, what year did she not win it?
Yeah I know, but... Never mind.
November 2016.
2016. It's 2016. Oh, buggery.
Okay. So now, settle down.
Yeah.
Settle down.
Buggery.
You are not great at controlling your words.
I thought he was inaugurated in 2016.
17.
Oh, poops.
Yeah, it happens in January.
Remember the photos, how much bigger it was than Obama's?
Yeah, but I thought he was...
Biden was inaugurated this year.
Yes, I know.
Are you mad?
4 years later.
This is like
Thank
the,
you, Will.
This is Will's Academy Awards theory.
Theory? All right, a point on the board for you, Marty, and you, Will.
I just had my ears muddled.
Question 2. What year did Ian Thorpe announce his retirement?
Well, that's a good question.
Ian Thorpe is number one. A kickstart for Australia. Size 18 feet. And look at that world record.
Yes. His retirement.
His retirement.
Because he went away, then he came back.
Yeah.
Then he had another go.
Guest. All right. Mine's a pure
what
guess.
What are your answers? Put them on a bit of paper. Show them to me.
I don't know, but I'll go 2011.
I said 8.
Why no 7?
Yeah, none of you are right. But
the closest that going
closest
over.
Closest is 2000. The answer's 2000
Everyone's gone over.
Yeah. Yep. No points
there.
2006. What was I thinking? 2011. Switch on.
Come on,
shit. Yeah. Come on, you big.
Oh, try better with this one. What year did Radiohead release this song, Creep?
Oh, Radiohead, Creep.
It was Memory Associations.
I'm a weirdo.
What were you doing in this year? Good song.
Well, I reckon it's I'm saying, is everyone ready?
I'm
happy? I'm saying 98.
Oh, I said 97.
I went 94.
92.
Oh,
we all went over.
Yeah.
Well, this is great because if we run out of questions, it's whoever's got the most points.
That's right.
Will and I have won.
So far, it's even between the two of you. All right, next question. The movie The Greatest Showman was released in which year? Which year was it released? So tell me,
do you want to go? What a film in other news.
Great film.
Hugh Jackman, is there anything he can't do?
So good.
Oh, I love it when he grows a beard.
Okay, I'm ready.
Movement. Are you ready?
I feel a bit nervous.
2018.
2018.
17.
2017.
Come on. Oh, two for Will. Two this for you.
Is almost for the win for you, Will.
My lizard's bidding.
All right, next question.
How many questions left?
What have we got here? This will be for the win if you get this one, Will.
I've got heaps.
First you have to get it. Just keep this alive.
All right. What
Lauren
year,
gets it. It doesn't matter.
What year did Lara Bingle front the Aussie tourist ads, Where the Bloody Hell Are You?
ScoMo.
So where the bloody hell are you?
What year was that?
God.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I can't even place it.
I can remember her on the beach. Super hot.
I've done another guess.
Okay.
Oh, they're all guesses.
This has been a... day
it's okay. You're going good. And you've got a cold.
I've gone 2005.
I went
2006. It's 2006.
Yeah! Oh! But that means I win.
No, what? I got it.
We keep going.
Best of five.
Yeah, I got it right.
I've got two. You've got one.
Yeah, but it's
still going.
First to three.
First to three. Oh.
Come on,
I'm going to run out of sheets.
Next question. You ready?
That was such a moment from Lauren then.
The Australian Grand Prix has been held at Albert Park since which year?
Go!
Albert Park.
And
Albert Park.
The Australian Grand Prix.
Yeah.
No, it's Spanish.
Good from you, Matt.
Why, yeah,
check
remember?
No, but didn't it...
to third position. And he's going through...
I actually don't know.
Okay. Really? I thought you would have known this for sure.
Did it used to be in Phillip Island or am
number,
I having a
number
blank?
Just came to me. You right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, hang on.
All right, we can wait.
Because I'm either
we
really
do have
wrong.
Some commitments.
I feel like did it used to be Phillip Island or I made that up?
Talk in your brain.
Okay. What are your answers?
I said 78.
Oh, wow.
96.
96.
Yes! Oh, I'm still
what
in
are your scores,
what
Maddie?
What if I get the next one right?
We'll all be on two.
Jeez, this will go forever.
Yeah. I like it going forever.
Marty's on two. Will's on two. So if either of you get the next one, you win.
All right, there you go.
What if we both get it?
Make it footy related.
All right. What if we both
Marty,
get
Marty, I hope you get it.
Can we just have a draw? Because we've got to move on.
Yeah, we do. Last
if we
question.
Both get it, it's a draw. Sure. Yeah, we've got stuff to do. Yeah.
When did Home and Away first air on Australian television?
On Channel 10.
No, that was Neighbours.
Oh, that was... No,
Neighbours was on Channel 7.
Neighbours was on 7. 7. So yeah, you're right.
What year did it start? Let's just go with the closest.
to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We'll be here all day.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
Marty hasn't written anything.
What year is it?
2000. Yeah,
that's the question.
21.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
I've said 86.
I said 87.
I went way under. 72.
72?
I want to go under.
1988.
That's me.
Marty's
the winner.
Well done.
Well done, Marty.
You're back in the game.
Good game.
It wasn't Will.
As part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and he's here with us this morning, Tom Bella.
Yes! Tom.
Morning, everybody. Morning,
looking
folks.
Stunning. We bumped into each other a couple of weekends ago. You were hosting a local room in Melbourne, and it reminded me how wonderful you are as a comedian.
Oh.
And I have to get you in to talk about your festival show. We are all in this.
We are all in this. Question mark?
Well, it should. I mean, the saying is we're all in this together, and yes. I'm assuming there's a reason why a man as astute as yourself has left that word out of the title.
Well, I'm very astute, and thank you for saying that on Triple M Breakfast. I wanted to raise some questions, perhaps a few questions about last year and how apparently, yeah, we're all in this together, all friends, we're all getting along great, but maybe are we, though?
Are we?
We're not even, because Queensland's closed the border to us and called us Sectorians and never let us go to Dreamworld ever again.
It did become a bit state versus state, mate versus mate.
Rich versus poor, you know, whatever you want.
Yes.
A whole bunch of conflict, which leads to wonderful comedy. So I've made a little slideshow and done a show about it.
So you're working through that with the use of slides, which is wonderful. Yes. Any sneaker holiday shot in at all?
A few dick pics have made it in, which is very...
And so they should.
It's very embarrassing.
You know, not John Patton's, I hope. Mucking around. Bit of a Hawthorne joke for the members. Family club, Will. Family club.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. The slideshow's in there.
Well, when you don't write good jokes, Marty, you need visual representations.
Oh,
you need some funny pictures.
That is not true.
The first night, I have this crap little image of Batman come up, okay? I talk about my cousins who live in Sweden had their first baby last year while they both had COVID. Experiencing COVID, had a baby.
Okay.
Which apparently the baby is fine and
Didn't have COVID.
Did not come out COVID. Right. But my joke is, ready for this?
Yeah.
That means their baby is now Batman.
Hey,
swish.
Back.
Everybody's loving it.
Got a Wuhan feel to it.
Photo of Batman. Photo of Batman appears over the face of the baby. Very badly photoshopped. I'm not an artist. That's not what I'm about. I'm about the words. Words are my tool, Marty.
You're a wordsmith.
And it's a very crap picture of Batman pops over the face of the baby. And the first night, someone at the back of the room just yelled out, low budget.
Oh.
Low budget.
Oh, ow.
Brutal heckle.
Ouch.
Just like low production values.
That's awful. And, I mean, you're in the supper room. There's no suggestion that that is a low budget venue. It's one of the most sought-after rooms at the Melbourne
Town Hall. I've got ads on trams. I'm not low budget.
Mate, you are not low budget in any way. I believe the in-laws have not seen this one yet. But in the past, have seen a couple.
Well, my boyfriend's mum, we just got together a year ago, so she hasn't seen me do a full hour.
Right.
So that's coming down the pipeline. I met my boyfriend a couple of weeks before lockdown last year.
Right.
We proceeded to fall in love.
Did you do lockdown together with a bloke you only just met?
We went back and forth between each other's houses.
Well, that's illegal, and I'm going to give you the chance to rephrase that.
We were bubble buddies or whatever, intimate partners. We became intimate very quickly.
Once the bubble opened, you were allowed to see it.
Each other.
And all before 8 p.m. and within 5 kilometres, of course.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Chairman Dan.
Tom, it's so lovely to see you. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about while you're here?
Oh, just go see shows, please. Comedians are desperate. We've been locked up in our little houses for a year. We need to entertain people. We need to connect with our audience. We need money.
Yeah, beautifully said, Tom. Tom Ballard, we are all in this. At the Supper Room, go to the usual places for the Comedy Festival to purchase tickets. It's a wonderful night. 60 minutes of Tom Ballard, is it enough, is what they're all saying to me. Is it enough?
Who's saying that? Name three people who've said that to you.
Don't put me on the spot, Tom. Lovely to see you, mate.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Grounds. Grounds. Grounds.
Just past Sunshine in Perth, Western Australia, they've banned the mullet hairstyle at an elite private boys' school. Trinity College in Perth have banned the retro haircut in its recent newsletter. You can't have a mullet at that school. The mullet's coming back. We were just discussing Bailey Smith, the Footscray footballer, and his mullet. He's a very handsome young man, Bailey Smith.
He
could do well to have a haircut because he looks ridiculous with his mullet. Do you reckon anyone's told him?
I reckon it's come up.
You reckon it looks okay?
No, I think it's just a very prominent mullet. I think it's...
It's a serious mullet. Are girls attracted to mullets, Lauren?
No.
No?
It might be an age thing, though, because it's a lot of young guys have mullets at the moment. Maybe young girls think it's...
Were you ever attracted to the mullet?
No, but when I was in high school, it was very fashionable for girls to have mullets. It was in them, yeah.
Oh.
And they'd have these weird fringes and it'd all be chopped like that and then a little long bit at the back.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, thank you.
I never had one.
Have you ever had one?
No. My hair's not thick enough.
No. You've got a bit of a mullet now, actually.
And we're here thanks to the brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that is the complete package. You can drive one with confidence. They've got a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty, 5 years premium roadside assistance as well. If you need that, I mean, you're unlikely to, but if you get a flat tyre,
Unlimited kilometre warranty.
It's very good.
Mm.
Mate. Bottle that. Whoever came up with that idea, and I'm assuming it was someone at Mazda even originally, what a brilliant idea.
What about the remote engine start?
Thank you.
You would love that.
I have two of those.
Yes, check it out. The new Mazda BT50, the only ute. That's the complete package.
I'll have a remote engine start for the table, please, madam. And a pizza. We're about to talk about a Chinese restaurant that's gone viral. Something very relaxing about Chinese music.
Oh, yeah,
music.
For sure.
Did we find out the name of the instrument that we were discussing pre-show? And I don't understand pre-show. I want that on record.
Well, you were playing golf pre-show this morning.
I certainly was. I hit some big putts.
We were playing
tennis ball, cricket.
Where we had a lot going on this morning.
But we never got to a resolution on the instrument.
A Chinese lute?
It's lute. It's lute-esque, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay, there is something coming up, but I don't know how to say it.
We'll just have a crack.
Here we go.
Guquin?
Oh, I wouldn't have said that, mate. Not in the current climate. Lovely to meet you, Lauren. Lovely working with you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. A Chinese restaurant in Leeds has become an online sensation with its scathing put-downs for moaning, lazy and idiot diners. I love this.
Oh, fun.
We're asking the question, what was your worst restaurant experience ever? Where you just left the restaurant and went, what happened?
Yeah, what was that mess?
I had a waiter once put mustard on my black shirt. Like a lot of mustard?
Because not deliberately.
No, you know how you have the mustard sort of tray of mustards?
Ramekins.
Yes. Yes. He came around behind me and I was like, what are you doing?
Not on my new polo.
Mate, these don't grow on trees. This is Fred Perry.
Ben Sherman.
Oh, you went Ben Sherman. Alice Chung runs Oriental Express, which is a big hit with customers and receives rave reviews on ordering site Just Eat.
Okay.
However, one customer, Laura, wrote, "The food was terrible. I ordered a chicken dish and got small pieces of battered dry chicken mixed in with battered prawns. Totally ruined this dish. Good job I'm not allergic to prawns. I won't be ordering from them again." Okay. Well, Alice has replied, "Hi, Laura, will you please open your eyes and read the descriptions? You ordered the special sweet and sour, which contains king prawns. You got what you ordered, so how is this our fault? The food was fresh and perfectly cooked. We are good, but mind reading the stupid is not one of our skills."
I love it.
Oh, that's so good. Pushback.
Yeah. Absolute pushback from Alice. Nathan, another annoyed customer, said 45 minutes late, won't be ordering again. He was told, "Hi, Nathan, for the 1 millionth time, stop exaggerating. 10 minutes max if it was late, and I very much doubt it was."
What a breath of fresh air.
What was the worst restaurant experience you had where you just couldn't believe the service? Have we got our Oriental music?
We do. I can make it happen. Takes us there, doesn't it?
What's your favourite Chinese dish?
Oh, lemon chicken.
Lemon chicken is really good. Mm. And I do just love sometimes just a sweet corn and chicken soup.
Oh, they're very good.
Yeah. They're so gelatinous.
I know, so thick and creamy. Oh, good. Mm. I'd like mine in a mug, please.
Oh, I love Chinese food.
I love Chinese food.
It's right up there.
It's right up there. It's not Greek or Japanese.
No.
But it's right up there.
Mm. Yeah, it's really good.
We're going through some of the complaints. One of them was the delivery driver. This is Rachel complaining to the restaurant. "The delivery driver was very rude to the point I shut my front door in his face because he continued to shout at me for not being able to find my address. I probably won't order again as this has put me off." Alice got back to that one, said, "Late deliveries is the fifth most common complaint in the UK. The driver tried to call you 5 times for directions, but you refused to answer the phone. This resulted in 10 minutes lost time." Just laying it down.
Yep.
Good point.
Like it is.
Fair enough. Steve, worst restaurant experience you've had?
Hey, guys. Got to say, don't mind the show. Thanks very much. Getting a laugh out of it.
Good on you, Steve. Don't mind that feedback.
After the year we had, I thought, look, take the wife out back in January, go out for dinner and, do a lovely dinner, right?
Yeah.
So I won't say the restaurant. It was in Melbourne, a nice little place that, we frequented once.
Sure.
And thought, go back there. And we sat down and I noticed that the fork in front of me was dirty. I had a bit of...
Oh, for fork's sake, Steve.
Yes, I know. And so I asked nicely. I said, listen, look, this fork's no good. Gotta go have a new one. And she just grabbed it. She just grabbed it and took off, comes back and throws it at me, throws it on the table and says, "There's your fork."
Oh.
And it all went downhill from there.
Oh,
well
no.
done, Steve. The longest story about a dirty fork I've ever heard.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
I haven't done this for a while.
No,
we haven't done a tale from the tabernacle for ages. It's those miracles in life that are too hard to explain.
Yeah.
Where you kind of go, what's happened here? You're a big fan of them, Will.
Oh, huge fan.
Tales from the Tabernacle.
You sound excited.
Well, Marty often says, let's do a tale from the tabernacle, and I have to retrofit a story. Sorry.
Because for me, it's all about the opener.
Yeah. We don't care about the story.
I couldn't care less. I just want to hear the song every now and then.
But this one's actually relevant.
This one is relevant.
Yeah. In the last week.
This one is in the last week. This is a tale from the tabernacle.
I haven't got it queued up again.
Tornadoes sweeping through Alabama for the past week have been causing widespread damage, with some wind speeds reaching as high as 240 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
Or your commute, as it's called, Troy. On Facebook, meteorologist Matt Wink.
Oh.
What a great name.
The Winker. Who are you winking at, Matt?
Hang on. You sure this is all factual? It is April Fool's Day.
No, this is real.
Is this a stitch-up?
It's not a stitchy.
Matt Wink. Okay.
Tell me now if it is.
You could pull
Tell
up Matt
Tell me if
Wink's...
it's a stitch-up and you can save your job.
What is he, a meteorologist?
go Matt Wink
Show
Facebook.
Me Matt. Don't just put Wink in.
No, don't do that.
Pull it up on Marty's screen if he's so suspicious.
Now I'm a bit worried now.
Matt Wink shared a photo of an Alabama church that appears to have experienced a miracle.
Will.
What? What?
What have you done?
Oh, no.
What's he done?
What?
What is
he works at Wink News, and his name's Matt Devitt. Is that correct?
Oh, maybe.
Two T's. He called him Matt Wink.
Well done, Paste.
That's not his name.
Got on your Paste.
Well done, Paste. Not only was the Mount Gilead Community Church left untouched by the tornadoes in the area, so it's gone around the church.
Yeah.
A tree in the church's cemetery was twisted into the shape of a cross, and there it is there.
Wow,
the tornadoes completely missed the church.
Yeah.
It's knocked a tree down, and the tree's formed a cross.
Yeah, his name is not Matt Wink.
It's Matt Devitt at Wink News.
Okay.
There's his Twitter.
I didn't really even read.
You can tell.
That's okay. The rest of the story is accurate.
Oh, no, that's fine. You just got his name wrong. What's that matter?
We spent a lot of time on Matt Wink.
I think that'll probably do us.
Oh, I love this. Sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle.
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
I am not au fait with Melbourne's Carrot Man. Have you ever heard about Melbourne's Carrot Man?
No, I haven't.
I hadn't heard about this till it was lobbed in front of me. On Reddit, Melbourne users have been sharing their chance encounters with an elderly man who's walking around the streets carrying a giant novelty carrot. 24 carat magic.
It's a huge carrot.
It's a massive carrot. I mean, if you're going to carry a carrot around, you might as well carry that one.
Yeah, make it impressive.
Have you seen Melbourne's Carrot Man? We'd love to get a positive sighting of the Carrot Man.
133353 if you have.
If you've seen the Carrot Man, where did you see him? What was he up to? Did he seem like a normal man, or did he seem different?
We've had positive sightings on Instagram.
Have we?
Yeah.
Let's go through them.
At Marty Shegold Show.
Someone saw him in High Street Q. Fitzroy near the workers.
Fitzroy near the workers.
He's from Fitzroy.
Is he?
Yep.
The Carrot Man.
Mm-hmm.
Phones are ringing.
Queen Vic Market, Chinatown, Emporium.
Oh, slow
Jeez,
down.
Wow, he's
slow
been,
down.
Got
he's been
around.
To Chinatown.
Really?
Blake says he saw him at the Peel.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Is that Blake, our mate Blake?
I reckon.
Our mate Blake.
Yeah.
With the carrot.
No.
No, he saw
Blake
Carrot
saw
Man.
Carrot Man.
Oh,
at the
right.
Peel.
Okay.
Just wanted to be sure.
I see what you've done. I see why that's funny. In a 2019 interview, the man known only as Nathan explained the reasoning behind his bizarre ritual. I will talk properly in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was carrying it home and noticed how much it made people smile. That made me feel really good, so I decided to try carrying other giant things around.
Oh,
so what else is he carrying around?
Well, the next sentence there.
Keep going.
Nathan decided to trial a giant octopus. Thank you, Will. and a giant squid. But neither attracted the same volume of smiles as his giant carrot.
Oh.
So he's really doing this to make other people feel good.
Oh, good on him. I like this.
Yeah.
Especially after that year we've had.
Have you seen Melbourne's Carrot Man?
Vanessa.
Give us a bell. Vanessa.
In Reservoir. Have you?
How are you going?
Good, mate. Where did you see our Carrot Man?
on Johnson Street in Fitzroy yesterday.
And did you love it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. He does it to make people smile, and it's had a few renovations over the years as well.
What do you mean, the carrot?
Yeah, a few updates.
It's an impressive carrot.
Yeah, it's huge, and yeah, he's gorgeous. He just makes people smile. So
big carrot,
love it.
Mm. Huge, as described by Vanessa.
That's right. Thank you, Vanessa.
She seemed quite excited about the whole thing.
Yeah. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day, April 1st.
April 1st. It's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
We stitched you up earlier in the show.
A couple of times.
Which was fun. We're not an April Fool's show, though, no. It has to be said.
No, I was not expecting it.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
There's nothing people coming up through the business. April Fool's Day stuff.
It's one of the saddest things you can do in radio. And for all those young people coming up through the business, grow up.
Except when it's a fart sound.
Except when we do it. When it's a fart sound effect.
In which case, it's a fine.
That will always be funny, whether it's the 1st of April or the 31st of March.
Yeah.
I went back a day.
Yeah, I
see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't easy to do. Cast your mind back, 1748, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
The ruins of Pompeii rediscovered. By Spaniard Rock Joaquin de Alcubierre. So, you say you're Spanish. What's your mother's name? Too tall. You cannot be Spanish.
That's so bad.
So,
it's hilarious.
Will I think you two find it funny.
Will and I have created two Spanish characters.
You guys just don't get it.
One of them is the King of Spain, who has a bloke come into his room and he challenges him because he doesn't believe he's Spanish. You don't like to eat, though. You cannot be Spanish. You say you're a bullfighter. I've never seen your father bull. He also has a slight speech impediment.
He sure does.
Slight.
Yeah, I know.
I've got spit all over my face.
I don't even think of Portuguese.
I don't even think of Portuguese. Yeah, you're bullfighting. It's not a real thing. All right, I get it, Matt.
That's going. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
I know.
With on this side.
You can still do Spanish accents on the radio. Jesus Christ. 1952, the Big Bang Theory proposed in Physical Review by Alpha, Beta, and Gamma. 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, which becomes Alpha, Beta, Gamma.
Gamma, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Is that where that came from?
Oh, must be.
Must be.
No, but isn't that the Greek alphabet?
Yeah, it is.
I think the Greek alphabet was before 1952.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not a historian. I don't know when the Greeks came up with the alphabet. I thought it was maybe in the 40s.
They're not people. Yeah, that's a paper.
All right.
Sorry. I know, I'm just stating.
1966, Hold On, I'm Coming. Single released by Sam and Dave. What a track. Unfortunately ruined by Channel 7 and the cricket.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh.
Oh. Bit more passion, please. If that is in fact the case.
Yes.
1976, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs found Apple Computer in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino, California.
Oh, that sound.
Oh, that sound makes me sick.
No.
Mm.
Oh.
Makes me think stuff has to get done. It's like, why would you have a computer on unless you have to do stuff?
Yeah, true.
Computers suck. 1978, The Bob Newhart Show, last airs on NBC TV.
And I was married to this beautiful blonde.
Go back to sleep, Bob.
Good night, Ellen.
What do you mean, beautiful blonde?
Go to sleep, Emily. You know, you really should wear more sweaters.
Not his best.
Nice.
And out of context means nothing to anyone.
Glad we played it.
Happy birthday to James Tobin, who's turning 41. Expect a lot, give it a shot. You can own the zone. So go stop. What's this for?
Go stop.
Good. Did James Tobin work on that?
He's the host.
Right.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't
either.
Know that.
No.
It's like a kids' game show.
Yeah, this is our era.
Oh, that's your era, is it? Is that why this one snuck on the list?
Yep.
Surprise me in rehearsals, guys.
We spoke about it extensively off air.
All right.
You're playing mini golf.
Susan Boyle turning 60 today. What a story.
What sort of party is she going to be having tonight, do you reckon?
Cup of tea.
Yeah?
Lining up her sneakers.
Here comes Revolt. Revolt. Revolt.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au at 8:35. Here he is, Nick Riewoldt with a swing. Yeah.
Good to see you all again. Sorry I missed you last week. You know, burning the candle after a big Wednesday night, paying tribute to the great man, Michael Gadinski. Yes. But good to see you all this week.
Love to see you. Revolt.
Yes.
Revolt.
Yeah.
Revolt.
Deutsch. Yeah.
Deutsch.
Deutsch.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So
Matt's got a bit of German in him.
Yeah, it's a harsh language, German.
It is, isn't it?
You got a bit of German?
No, I don't.
Ich liebe dich is one of your favourite sayings.
I do love.
You do love love. You love love. Yeah. You're old school. Yeah. You love love.
I'm a human.
Yeah, German. Yeah. So grandparents, dad born in Germany.
Was he?
Yes. He was born in Berlin.
And when did he move?
He
out?
Moved out 50s.
Right.
So and got he would out, have been got a young out of man. There in the 50s. Not I don't think an ideal place to live sort of post World War II.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. So Helga and Heinz. Yeah.
And they moved straight to Melbourne?
To Tassie.
To Tassie?
Yeah.
That's right. So you're Heinz, a Tassie man.
Yeah. Heinz worked on the hydro scheme down there.
Did he really?
Yep.
How wonderful.
Go. Yeah.
And you played all your local junior footy there?
Played local juniors down there, but then moved to Queensland. So I sometimes get misinterpreted as a Queenslander, which I'm not.
How long were you? Did you kneefle?
Yeah. It wasn't the kneefle that back then. It was the quaffle.
Quaffle.
Yeah.
Even
the quaffle.
Better.
Yeah, it was good. Good up there. But Tassie boy and, proud of the German heritage.
And here you are, St. Kilda legend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think actually on the intro, a couple of those highlights, I reckon they might be Jacks.
Oh, really?
But they've gone the big Revolt cry because I don't reckon I ever conjured big, you know. Whoa! I don't reckon they were mine.
Did you grow up with him? Or were they a Melbourne family?
He's a bit younger. So they were in Tassie when we were in Queensland. But
right.
Yeah, so not as much as you would expect, but we're pretty tight.
So you weren't kicking the footy in the backyard?
No, he was too young. I dismissed him.
Yeah, of course you did, as you should, older cousins should do.
Yeah, no.
Let's quickly talk about Collingwood and the Lions tonight at Marvel, not the MCG, which some thought.
Yeah.
It's ended up at Marvel, and then it becomes a weird swap for later in the year when it was going to be at the Gabba anyway.
Yeah. We don't feel sorry for Brisbane, though.
No, I
don't. You don't?
No, I don't feel sorry.
No,
for
me neither. I mean, they had the armchair ride last year, didn't they?
Don't. Every game was, and they were sleeping in their own beds, and now they've got to do 7 days in the hub. It's like the end of the world.
And now they're, we're getting complaints about, I didn't bring enough clothes.
Yeah, go to DJs, idiot.
My gosh, just get down the shops.
I know. Get on a tram. Get on a tram and go and buy your own undies.
Yeah, that might be part of the problem, though, the trams. They haven't quite figured those out.
Mm-hmm. That's Queenslanders
for you.
Yeah,
so that's a big game for Brisbane, though, tonight.
What are you thinking?
I think if they are who we think they are, and a lot of people had them top four and contending again this year, which I agree with, but if they are who we think they are, they just deal with this and they win tonight. Because you don't want to go 0-3 if you've got top four aspirations.
When you spend that time with the group, the amount of time they have, which is unusual for them, does it help or does it hinder?
Galvanising.
Yeah.
Yeah, galvanising.
I would have thought so.
I think if you can approach it the right way mentally and just say, you know what, okay, everyone else had to deal with this last year. And if you look at the teams last year, some groups fractured in that bubble and and in that concentrated environment, and other groups embraced it and thrived. So I think it's all in the mentality that the Lions take into it, because it could be, at the moment it's only for a week or 2 weeks, but it could be longer than that. So I think they've just got to get their heads around it and use it as a galvanising tool to get their season back on track.
Big job for the captain, I'd imagine.
Captain and the coach. They set the agenda, they set the theme, however they are, and the other leaders within that group will ripple down, and everyone will just conform with the standards that the leaders set.
Nick Riewoldt with us this morning, Nick, talking a big weekend for you.
Can you just run me through what we were just chatting about off air? Because you've ruined my Holy Thursday.
What is it? Rub your nose in it Thursday.
I just said to you casually, we were chatting how many goals you kick in a year, and that started a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Run me through the prelims and that thing we were just talking about.
Yeah. We'll take a trip down Misery Lane. So 04, you asked me when, you know, what was the biggest tally in a year, and yeah. I thought it was 04 when when Fraser Gerry kicked 100 goals that year, and he kicked his 100th in the prelim, which started us talking about close calls, and so we lost that prelim by a goal to the eventual Premier's Port.
So that's 04.
Four, and then we lost 05 prelim to eventual Premier's Sydney, and it was tight. I think it might have been a goal or two.
That was Leo Barry's big mark in the grand final.
Yes, that's right. That was 05, Leo Barry, you star. And then we had a couple of quieter years. A prelim, Hawthorn, 08, but they smashed us in that prelim. Then 09 was the grand final with Geelong, which they won by kick. And then the next year was a draw, we lost the replay.
Three prelims and two GFs in your career.
Yeah.
My God, it could have been so different.
Couldn't it?
By a couple of kicks, literally.
Yeah, it could have been different.
Holy hell.
You know what?
Holy Thursday.
Oh, goodness me.
This is a
gonna
nightmare.
Throw up.
How do you feel about that, Marty, now, looking back? Because you've had a wonderful career. There's no doubting that.
Sometimes you don't get what you want. That's sometimes right. You just get what you need.
It's a valuable lesson.
It was just a little humility pill. Yeah. That's what I needed.
Look,
at the time.
It's a valuable lesson in life that you don't get what you want. There's no doubt you've had an exceptional career.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
But premierships come and go, don't they? And they're very hard to win.
They are hard to win.
Let's talk about North, because they could win one this year.
Yeah, well, they're a good patch.
They're in the competition.
They're one of 18.
If you're not in it, you can't win it. There's a bit of talk that North shouldn't be getting the Good Friday game after having campaigned for so many years to get it.
Yeah.
Getting it in 2017, and now the talk is already North aren't a good enough team to be playing on Good Friday.
Yeah, I think it swings and roundabouts with this sort of stuff. So Carlton have got a mortgage on the opener, don't they? On the Thursday
and
night.
And the Bombers v Collingwood.
How many are we up to now?
How many season openers have you lost?
I don't care.
Well, let's just say all of them, to be safe.
You cared when I went with the 8-goal loss and had to make an apology the next day.
Yeah, that's true. You
cared then.
Yes, you can be funny about caring.
So, you know, it swings
when
around.
When she wants to be.
I think what's really important is they haven't played the game yet. They've got an opportunity tomorrow to go out and be really competitive. And I think...
trying to build tradition.
Yeah, that's right. So, and you can't give all the massive stages to all of the massive clubs
because then it
becomes an arms race that the smaller clubs just can't compete with.
Exactly.
Now, I understand, you know, Collingwood and Essendon and...
Of course.
They're all huge clubs. Richmond, they're all huge clubs and they rate really well. So there's a conversation there with the broadcasters that he's always had. But I think if you just... If they have the mortgage on those games, then it's impossible for the other clubs to compete. So Good Friday.
They've got to have something, the other clubs. And if this is what it ends up being for North, this is fantastic. And the Bulldogs, I mean, you've got the absolute humdinger on Good Friday of the Crows versus the Suns. I mean, that'll become one of the great games.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Adelaide were in the conversation with North Melbourne this year as potential wooden spooners.
Well, I think North will probably end up taking out that title.
But Adelaide have been brilliant. They beat Geelong round one. They were super competitive last week against the Swans. So that just shows North Melbourne. If you get out there and you compete really strongly, anything can happen on game day.
And old mates come good, the forward.
Tex.
Tex. Because he's been awful. He's had a couple of real quiet years.
He did.
But he looks like he's up and about.
He is. He's up and about. I think the new rules have suited him and a lot of the other key forwards in the competition. So a lot more time and space. And, he looks like he's gotten himself fit. But you're right. It's interesting when you see a player go through a period of form like that where he really struggled. And so you're critical. Mm. It's not personal. You just call it as you see it. And he really struggled. And so now that he's been able to turn it around and you heap praise, last year you were getting stuck in.
Well, that's the business, mate.
That's, you can only base it on what you see. But full credit to Taylor Walker, because I think a lot of people, myself included, thought that his career was probably in a little bit of trouble last year. But he's been awesome.
Nick, lovely to see you. Have a lovely Easter.
Happy Easter.
You too.
Hey, be safe on the roads, everyone.
Yes.
8:48, do not go anywhere. A very special performance live from the airlock is coming up next.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigold Show, Triple M.
Check 1, 2. Check. Hey, Marty, is this on? Check, check, check. Give me a bit more bass. Yeah, a bit more treble.
live from the airlock.
And on the Marty Sheargold Show, we got Paul Dempsey with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, everybody.
How lovely to see you and meet you.
It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Many years ago, you and I shared a bill. You won't remember it, and I only remember it because at the time it meant something. You and Pollyanna were doing a university refectory kind of arrangement, and
yes.
I did 10 or 15 minutes of comedy as a very, very young comic.
There you go. I do remember that. I reckon that was in Bendigo.
Yeah,
and
it was around.
One of the other things I remember about that was the three-hour drive home.
Mm.
We had a new tour manager and we had like a joke-telling competition and we told jokes from the entire trip, all 3 hours all the way home, nonstop.
Good fun.
Jokes. Yeah, memorable.
Blokes in a lady in a van. Something for Kate. Well, one of the sort of great Melbourne bands as we were all growing up. Who just rocked that pub circuit.
Still are,
but a lot of those other dudes fell by the wayside. Where do you think the longevity's come from?
Marry your bass player.
Hey! Talk about work.
Yeah, there's three of us in the band and, you know, Clint, the drummer, is my oldest best friend from school, and Steph, who plays bass in the band. Obviously, we've been a long time and, you know, keep it to three people as well.
Mm.
Less, you know. Three arguments is easier than five or six.
Yeah, that's lovely, though. I mean, not only the marriage, but the relationship with your drummer that's gone on that long.
Yeah, and look, we all do other things as well. I mean, Something for Kate has been around a very long time, but, you know, like it's 7 years between our latest album and the one before. So we give ourselves a break. I go and make solo records. You know, Clint has a couple of bars that he runs and so we all do other things. The band's always fresh. We don't do it because we feel like we have to do it.
Yeah, that's
good.
We
do it when we want to do it.
Mm. It's been an incredibly successful journey. 6 top 10 platinum and gold records was Something for Kate. But I do feel like I see you around all the time. So that even though it's Paul Dempsey, I feel like there's still a Something for Kate presence when I see you because of the association, obviously.
Yeah. As I said, I've made solo records and I'm always out there playing. I really thrive on playing live. So, you know, whether there's a record out or not, I will always just find an excuse to have gigs coming up in the calendar. And
did you Zoom through 2020? How'd you keep your hand in?
Yeah. I did a few things on social media. You know, I'd play a song every now and then on Instagram just to, you know, at first I was really wary of it. I didn't know if I'd enjoy playing to my iPhone.
Yeah.
But there was actually, you know, a palpable sense of connection. And you do see the sort of comments flooding back and people talking about how much they appreciate having some music beamed into their house.
Mm.
So I actually came to really enjoy it and it became sort of a weekly occurrence almost.
Yeah. Yeah, because it must have been, for not only you, but for your contemporaries, incredibly challenging 12 months.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been challenging for everyone. You know, I'm loath to bang on about it too much because who didn't have a challenging year? But certainly for the live music industry, it was squashed. And
it's continuing, isn't it, because of the 2-square-meter rule. It's not going away.
That is a real, yeah. You know, I'm a little confused by that. And, you know, I want to preface this by saying that I am, you know, I'm only too happy to always follow the science-based public health advice.
Sure.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But I do have trouble understanding that you can have 100 people in your house, but you can't have 100 people in a small venue.
It's strange to me. And the classic photo that was doing the rounds at the time was a couple of hundred people on a plane sat next to an empty theatre.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, as I say, I've got mates that own a small venue. It's got 120 capacity. They're not allowed to have 100 people in there because of this rule. But you can have 100 people at a house party. It, you know, it's just inconsistent. And I think all anybody wants, everyone wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to, you know, be COVID safe and that's great. But I think people just want some consistency, especially small businesses that are, you know, trying to keep afloat with JobKeeper ending. And
it's an important message and it feels like it's getting lost as we come out of some of these really harsh restrictions. Mm. There are still people being left behind. And you're right, there needs to be consistency around some of these rules.
That's all anyone wants. And as we're seeing in Brisbane, you know, it's not over yet. We do have to be really careful. Everyone gets that.
Mm.
But, you know, what restrictions and what laws we are able to have, let's just try and make sure that they're consistent across the board.
New single for Something for Kate, Bluebird. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so we had an album all finished and ready to go early last year, which we ended up sitting on for several months, but it came out in November. It's called The Modern Medieval, and this is another single off the album. Also on the recording features the amazing backing vocals of Mia Ray.
Oh, yes.
Who people will, you know, be becoming very familiar with. Yes. She's everywhere at the moment, and she's amazing, just a phenomenal talent.
Most recently at Michael Gudinski's, we're not describe how
Memorial.
Thank you, Troy.
State funeral, yeah.
also, whether we're allowed to discuss this or not, we're not entirely sure, but Friday night there's a gig on.
There is a gig
at the Bowl.
That's right. It's Rockwiz live at the Maya Music Bowl this Friday night, and God, it's going to be 29 degrees.
It's going to be a cracker. Yeah, it'll be like midsummer.
Pretty good night to be down at the Music Bowl.
It's a little Indian summer that we're all clinging onto, dearly, because summer was so ordinary, wasn't it?
It was a bit flat. Yeah.
Let's talk weather another time.
There's a pressure system moving.
lovely to meet you, Paul. Lovely chatting with you. Today you are doing for us...
Well, I'm going to play Bluebird.
Beautiful.
And then I'm going to rip out a Bowie cover.
Oh, how lovely.
As is my want.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, Life on Mars.
Oh, great.
Right.
Wow.
It's a bit early to be singing that, and Rick Wakeman's not here on the keys, but
no.
we'll have a stab.
Yes, and literally, yes. Little Rick Wakeman joke there for the old school fans. Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Very good.
All right, Paul's just stepped out of the studio. Ooh,
there's a few people in the airlock this time.
A lot of people there.
COVID rules have relaxed in the office, obviously.
Well, back to, what are we, 75%?
I'm not sure.
100%?
I mean, 75. I will stress that there's 2 square metres.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Somewhere out there. Yeah. Just mugging around. Paul's giving us a thumbs up. Yeah, he's ready to go.
Ready to go.
If I hadn't changed my ticket, if I hadn't crossed the street, it'd be a whole other proposition studying the sum of these smithereens. I heard you say your heart's not in it. In fact, its whereabouts are a mystery to me, and I'm about ready to make my getaway. 'Cause I'm not sure how much more good news I can take. And I can't hear myself think, though I couldn't be happier. I'm not playing whatever game they're always trying to change. So just let me buy your drink, another drink. No, I'm not going anywhere till I see you coming through that door. 'Cause you're the bluebird I've been waiting for. Now that everything's overrated and everything's underrated, and if they're not busy denying death, they're busy fighting over who wore it best. But then that sinkhole just swallowed the whole motorcade in front of us. They're always saying anything can happen, and I guess it sometimes does. So I can't hear myself think, though I couldn't be happier. I'm not playing whatever game they're always trying to change. So just let me buy your drink, another drink. I ain't letting you go anywhere, and I'm hitching my headspace to yours. 'Cause you're the bluebird I've been waiting for. If I hadn't changed my ticket, if I hadn't crossed the street, now if I hadn't changed my ticket, and I can't hear myself
myself think. Though I couldn't be happier, I'm not standing near whatever trail they're always trying to blaze. So just let me buy your drink, another drink. I ain't letting you go anywhere, and I'm hitching my headspace to yours, 'cause you're the bluebird I've been waiting for, that I've been waiting for. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, how good, Paul Dempsey.
That was great.
Marty Shigold Show here at Triple M. Fantastic. It's 8:59.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
Double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
as we're moving on to this.
Paul Dempsey. I mean, what a beautiful song.
Good, in the airlock.
What a beautiful song.
Yeah. Very.
God, he can write a song.
Sure. Well done. He can sing as well.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, Paul.
Give us the thumbs
shouting
up.
Shouting at a man through studio glass.
17 panes of glass.
Can't hear a word of it. No. He's already left.
There goes the car down Clarendon Street.
What are you getting a tram for? You're getting a tram. You crazy?
Man. With his guitar and everything.
It's getting on the
Pete
tram.
Pete Murray did the same. Bloody musos and tram. It's Melbourne.
Probably
for you.
Playing the guitar on the tram.
Very Melbourne.
Busking.
Mm.
What do you got for fact check? Anything interesting?
Yes, a few little things.
Oh, good.
Little bon mots.
Bon mots.
We believe the Chinese instrument you were thinking of earlier is the erhu.
Oh, the erhu.
Yes.
Yes, it's lute-esque in its shape.
Yes.
And has a sort of a bowl at the base of it. Have you got a photo of the erhu?
The erhu.
I certainly do.
I've never heard of the erhu.
Yeah, you'll know it when
like
you see
that?
Oh, that crazy thing. Yeah, I mean, crazy in a good way.
Yeah.
The erhu.
One for Nick Riewoldt. Mm-hmm. He was concerned that some of the highlights in his opener are from Jack.
From his cousin Jack, mm-hmm. We might have got the revolts wrong.
Yeah, but DC has confirmed that they're all from his games.
Great,
good.
Well done, digital.
And during On This Day, in 1952, the Big Bang Theory proposed in Physical Review by Alpha, Beta, and Gamow.
Alpha, Beta, that's right, and Gamow.
And we said...
Surely that's not.
Yeah. Well, the Alpha, Beta, Gamow paper was created by Ralph Alpha, then physics PhD student, and his advisor, George Gamow. Gamow humorously decided to add the name of his friend and physicist Hans Bethe to the paper to create the whimsical author list of Alpha, Beta, Gamow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good. Yeah. Learned something this morning.
Yeah, sure did.
Nice work.
Mm. Right. Well, we've got a couple of weeks off. Everyone have a lovely break. when are we back? 19th of April.
19th of April, yeah.
Be safe.
Absolutely.
Take it easy on the road.
Yes. Enjoy your Easter long weekend, and we're going to leave you with this.
The Marty Shigold Show, week in review.
Are we doing this now?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. Yeah.
It's just trying to organise a log cabin with an open fire and snow on my computer now that I understand YouTube.
All right, let's get it up.
Let's get it up, as the actress said to the bishop. Let's get it up.
And get it up, we did.
And now, in front of me, I have the Maldives.
Maldives.
You got them both wrong.
One's out. Sun's out. Am I right, guys?
You've been working on yours?
Yeah, I've been pumping iron.
Have
heaps.
You?
Mainly protein bars. Well, you call them muesli bars. Chocolate bars. Good stuff for you, love.
Jockey bars.
I'll do the joke sweets. 1949, Turkey recognises Israel and his brother Phil. You're not having a laugh
today? I understand. Yeah.
You understand why that's funny?
She's just looking over her glasses at you.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
It's impossible to get a laugh in here. Adulthood is being excited to swap tips on sleeping positions.
I had to put a rug on the end of the bed last night.
Did you?
What was his name?
One of the great joys of adulthood is finding a spot you can sleep in at night that doesn't hurt doesn't your lower back. I can't sleep on my stomach anymore.
Oh. Did you used to be able to?
No, well, I was never a big stomach sleeper, but if I lay on my stomach now, my lower back does hurt.
Yeah, because it's... I can't sleep. I've never been able to sleep on my stomach.
I'm a big stomach sleeper.
Are you?
Which is...
You like the stomach sleeping?
Disgust.
Stomach sleeper. Just making a note of that. Stomach sleeper.
And this week, we took a look back at The Love Boat.
Oh, my God. Oh. Was there a better TV show? You had Captain Stubing.
What about Julie? She was my favourite on The Love Boat.
Let's have a look at Julie while we're here.
Yeah.
Lauren Hughes.
And she was all about attitude and energy.
Oh, there's Lauren now.
Oh, I did not expect that. I haven't seen it, so you're going to have to describe it.
Seems like she's been chewing for ages.
Okay.
She was... Lauren chews on everything. We can't stop her chewing.
Now with the footy on,
round two. Back and I'm back.
Marty had some thoughts.
In round four, the Lions play the Bulldogs in Ballarat. So
forward to that.
God, I hope we get to play the Bulldogs in Ballarat and cheer.
Oh, we do! The draw's out! It's Ballarat, guys! Against the Bulldogs!
So all of a sudden, this two-day trip.
No response from Will.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
Keep pulling it. Let's get it up, Reg.
Keep pulling it.
Let's get it up, Reg.
Keep pulling it.
Which
you stay out of it, mate.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't work when you do it.
You cross the line, hello.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show podcast. For the brand new Mazda BT50, it's the only ute that's the complete package. Style, comfort and a powerful 3-litre turbo diesel engine. Test drive today at your Mazda dealer.